Okay, we're talking about money-saving hacks because some study came out that we're spending an additional $370 a month.
Yes.
Because of inflation and such. And these are great things that are coming in.
Yeah.
I had toothpaste.
Thank you.
Squeeze it all.
Well, you know, that helped too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark in Smithtown.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yo.
Good morning.
What's up?
Yeah. Are you guys calling us for info, but just listening to you guys every day, we always learn something.
What not to do?
Right. Don't be like these idiots. Yes. Mm.
No. So another thing I'd have mentioned when heating the house, especially a hot air system, having a whole house humidifier, adding humidity to the air, increases your heating capability and makes you feel warmer.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
I got one downstairs.
Is that right?
I got one in the basement.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's why the most efficient is like a steam system that puts humidity in the air. If not, you can add just get one of those aftermarket humidifiers if you don't have hot air.
Right.
And let it run in the house, and that'll definitely make you feel warmer.
Mm. Okay, a whole house humidifier.
Humidifier, yeah. So if you have a furnace, hot air furnace, they hook it right to the unit, to the furnace, and it goes into, and it flow comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if I have one already.
I have no idea. I have an oil burner. That's okay.
Whole house. I'll have to ask Rich.
Oil sheet, yeah.
Whole house humidifier.
Right. I know what the thermostat is. That's about it.
No, that's good.
I like this stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's great.
Save a lot of money.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it, man. Smithtown.
Woo. Andrea.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. How you doing?
I had one of those energy audits done that Mitch was talking about the other day through Eversource where they come into your house.
Right.
And they switched out every single one of my light bulbs. They put weather stripping on a couple of my doors, including the attic door. They
really?
They put a new shower head on all for free.
Really? For free? Huh. Guess who's going to my house.
In my house.
Nice.
They walk around with the boxes. The guys walk around with the boxes. And they just replace every single light bulb that can be replaced.
Huh.
With the LED one.
Huh.
Wow.
It takes a while when you sign up. It takes a few months because they, you know, they're a lot of people.
Yeah, they're busy.
So
yeah.
It takes a few months for them to come. But when they come, they hook up this thing to your front door, this like blower, and they turn it on and they can tell where the. Just by a gauge on the blower, they can tell where you have leaks or if you have a lot of them.
Wow.
And
they'd be like Swiss cheese in my house.
That, okay. Yeah, I know someone who has one of these blowers. They're not cheap.
Yeah, I call my house Titanic.
Yeah. Leaking like a sieve.
So got a big old gaping
well
hole.
Worth the time. Yeah, it was well worth the time to have them do it. And like you said before, those light bulbs aren't cheap.
No.
No.
So, all right. So what, you go to the Eversource website?
Yep, and they have I think it's an energy-saving thing over on the left-hand side or something, energy audit or something it's called. I
don't
remember what it's called.
I'm guessing UI and the others have this type of thing.
Make sure you have energy, not financial.
Yeah.
That's a different one.
You know,
click on energy, not tax audit.
Plug things for you.
Another trick I used to do, too, during the winter was I would put my I know, Chaz, you're not going to do this, but put my clothes on a drying rack because then as they're instead of using the dryer, as they dry, they're putting the humidity into the air automatically.
Huh. Now, why wouldn't I do that?
See, I do my jeans. I don't run them through the dryer. I put them, I hang them around.
So they why do you think I wouldn't do that, Andrea?
Do you think you would take the time, Chaz?
No.
No. See?
It's like you're being scolded.
She's right. You're right.
I like how you hung your head for a second.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But it's a double thing. You're not running the dryer and you're not running a humidifier. You're putting the moisture back in the air and you're drying your clothes. It's a win-win.
And there you go. That's a hack. Right.
I love this energy audit thing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Andrea, appreciate it.
Free bulbs, too. Nice. And a shower head.
Harley in Middlebury.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I just have a few. The first thing is I shop at Stop and Shop.
Okay.
And then they give you points. And you go in their app and you can switch the points, convert it to either like grocery dollars. And I usually use it for gas. I usually get like $1.50 off gas.
Nice.
That's pretty. $1.50 a gallon?
$1.50 off a gallon.
Wow, that's still good. That's
Holy
great.
Crap.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, you can max out there. A lot of these stores, it's not just Stop and Shop. They have a rewards program, basically, where, you know, every five times you go or whatever, you can save up a bunch of points and you stock. You know, you walk out with like a what would be a $200 bill winds up costing you like $120 or something like that. You save a lot of money.
Wow. They always ask if I have a store card.
Like a loyalty rewards program. That's what they call it.
And I don't. They use their card. I get the discount, but not the credit.
I've been using my card lately. So
look at you all adulty AJ.
Nice.
See what you got in
there. Who's a big boy?
I'm a big boy.
Who's a big boy?
I'm a big boy.
That's step one. Step two, go into that account. See what you got in there. Sometimes they sneak stuff in there that they don't tell you about.
Where do I find this stuff?
What else, Harley?
All right. I shop through a site called Rakuten, and every 3 months I get at least $200-$300 back.
Really?
What?
Damn.
Yeah. It's called Rakuten.
Rakuten?
R-A-K-U-T-A-N.
R-A-K-C-U-A-N. C-U-A-N.
P. P is in home.
C.
P. Rakuten.
Wait. Rakuten?
Rakuten. And also, before you guys start, instead of going to Amazon to buy things, check Woot.com first. It's an Amazon company, but it's discounted.
Let me see. Hang on a second. Woot, there it is. Somebody had to do it.
Not really.
I'm so stupid.
How do you spell it?
Woot. W-O-O-T.
Woot.
Oh.
Like Woot. There it is.
Woot.com.
I thought I'd try to get joke again. So.
All right. Yep,
but Rakuten, I always get like two, because you can even order like stuff. You can buy stuff from Walmart and still get 6% back. You can order through Verizon and you get like $75 back. I
Holy
always
crap.
Every time.
Damn.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's cool. That's cool. Look at you.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Great
and the good
call.
Thing about the stuff is the food is so expensive that you're getting more points so I can fill my gas tank every 3 weeks.
Oh, right. I see. It costs more, so you get more.
Right.
So kind of, yeah, good.
I like the way you think.
Joe, Long Island.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning to you, sir.
Love you, Joe.
Love
Thank you.
You. Thank you.
You make the day fun.
We try.
I have kind of an open plan house, you know, so what I did this year was they're big openings, no doors. So the heat travels, you know, it's a higher ceiling from one room to another.
Right.
And it just hangs out by the ceiling and you're freezing, you know. So I bought regular curtains, like for your windows. And I lowered the heat in the house. Got a couple of electric heaters for each room, you know, that I was working in that I frequent more, like the TV room, and put on the electric heater. 300 watts, that burns an hour. Keeps the room warm. The curtain holds the heat in. It's on the side of the house where...
Are you following this?
No. But thank you. It sounds complicated.
You're talking over our heads, which is not hard to do.
I look at deer in headlights right now. I really do. I'm like, whoa.
It's a little bit of work.
I lost you on step three of 80.
You put curtains in the room. You put curtains and you put a heater in the room that you frequent the most.
Okay.
Yeah, well, in that room.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of having the heat, like, just coming into that room. It's
There's
now,
something about the tone of your voice, I think, that puts me to sleep.
Oh, in a good way, though. In a good way.
The first guy who called said a cold room, right?
Yes.
This is a heat room. That's what
No, you know what's funny? You say this, and, you know, I'm joking with you. When you put heavy curtains on a window, when you open that curtain,
Not on the window.
In the doorways?
That don't have doors.
Oh, like being in a big video store. Don't go in that room.
It's that secret video room where only adults go.
That one's got a beaded curtain.
No.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, Chaz.
I'm not sitting on anything in here.
Yeah. The other side of that curtain.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of isolates the room. You can lower the whole house.
Okay, that was good. I did this back when I was, you know, didn't have a great place to live.
Right.
And you felt the wind come through the windows.
Right.
We'd hang blankets over the door where, you know, you're going to stay in here, put electric heater here, I'm in here.
Right.
Close the room off. I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The other thing about all the other suggestions.
Jesus Christ, how long is this call? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
He's hacking more than once over here. Yeah, okay.
You got to have, for all the other things, the instant hot water, you need a generator.
Generator.
Because if you get no electricity, you're out of luck.
Okay, we're talking other stuff now.
Gotcha.
This is storm prevention.
These are all very, very
safety,
helpful.
Safety, all that stuff.
Very helpful hacks.
All right, Joe, thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir. It's warm here now.
On such a run.
Hold on. Heat.
Joe, great call.
No, we love you, man. Just kidding.
It just took a while to get there. That's
right,
all.
Right.
Once we got there, it was worth the trip.
Once I understood, which took a while, but yeah.
It's amazing his house isn't always warm just from all the hot air of him talking.
just keep talking, Joe.
Just kidding, brother.
In a good way.
Just kidding.
My friend.
We love you.
Hey, Jonathan Carbuti's on the phone now. He has a money-saving hack. Okay. Jonathan?
I have a great money-saving hack, and I never knew it at the time when I got them. Get your own chickens. I got my wife 6 chickens for Mother's Day, the Mother's Day before last year, because she always wanted chickens, so we got her 6 baby chicks.
Oh, that's right. I saw you post that,
Yeah, they're so cute.
I saw you post on Facebook once, yeah.
Then they grow up to be egg-laying money savers.
You're not paying the high price of eggs right now. You're good, you.
You really did time that very
and
well.
And you can also find the eggs. As opposed
Everybody
to, you can't find the stores no more.
Crazy at the time. They thought we were crazy getting chickens. We got the laugh. Who's laughing? Who's got the last laugh now?
You do. You and the wife and the chicks.
A couple of challenges with chickens. One is keeping
things
them
away from them
from being eaten.
Yeah, right.
Have you had that problem?
A hungry neighbor?
No. We've been very fortunate, so we haven't lost one chicken. But we watched a lot of YouTube videos when we got them, and we basically, you know, made the coop predator-proof.
Nice. Fortress.
Just buy a bunch of Acme products. Yeah.
We had to put the metal mesh all the way down, and nothing's dug under yet.
Wow. They can't tunnel them. They can't go over. Nice.
And what do you do in the winter? Heat light?
No, we actually have a heating pad. So we hooked up a heating pad, and we have a heater in their water so that it doesn't freeze.
Oh.
How many eggs do you get a day from 6?
We were getting 1 egg a day each. So we were getting half a dozen eggs a day. In the wintertime, we're getting about 2 to 3 eggs a day, sometimes 4 eggs
a day. It's so cold, they're shooting eggs out.
Wow, that's right. Great.
Yeah.
You got a heater in the water. Make sure that wire isn't fried. You're having fried chicken.
So the feed, what's that expense?
The feed is, a huge bag is like $21 down at the tractor supply company. And, I mean, that usually lasts us about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
I know Jennifer would love chickens.
Oh, chickens are cute. And they're nice.
I think
they're
where I live, though.
They're soft, you know. The poop stinks a bit, but yeah.
Yeah. But you could use that as fertilizer for your garden.
And keep your neighbors away, too.
Yeah. Keep your neighbors away.
Relatives.
Hey, Jonathan, before I let you go, I heard this commercial where you have a new jingle now.
Yes, it just came out. I think it came out this week.
Here it is. Sell your home smoothly when you call Carbuti. Go
to CarbutiRealEstate. I love that guy.
Was that you, Jonathan?
I love that.
Nice.
I love it, too.
Yeah.
It's cool.
High note.
It is.
That's a Michael Bolton high note.
That's a shooting egg at yourself. Wow.
Do you recognize the voice?
Wait a minute. Go to
CarbutiRealEstate.com. Well, it's not Boss Keith. I know that.
No.
Is it someone who works here?
No. It's somebody famous. It's somebody famous.
The guy who comes here.
The guy from Fairfield?
Yeah. Can't think of his name.
Yeah, Drew Angus.
You guys, thank you. Is it Drew Angus?
I'll give you a pretty good clue. Rascal Flatts, lead singer. CarbutiRealEstate.com.
Is that the guy from Rascal Flatts?
That's Gary Lavox.
Is he in Rascal Flatts?
Yeah.
Really?
Is he the Rascal? I heard of Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, I heard of him.
So smart.
Wow. Holy crap.
Wow, would you sell my house or something?
That's a great jingle.
Nice.
Thank you.
AJ, can you do that?
No.
End it? Sell your home smoothly when you call Car Beauty. Right here. Go to Car Beauty.
BeautyState.com. Yeah, not
that. Oh, love it. Yeah. All right, Jonathan, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Chickens.
Oh, look at that.
That's a great way. That's a great money-saving hack.
And chickens are cute.
Andre and Derby.
All right. I did a bunch. Now, I did the energy audit, which was very helpful. You know, they change all the light bulbs in the house. Humidifier definitely helps. Another thing people don't realize, if you're cooking in the house, like if you're baking something, when you're done, you shut the oven off, keep the door open.
Yes.
And all the hot air into the room.
Nice.
Prolongs the life of the oven, too.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But the thing I did that saved me the most money is I put solar panels on my house. All summer long, my energy bill was $18.
Yeah. How much did it cost to get the panels on there?
Nothing, because I'm leasing them.
Oh, you're leasing them. Cool.
Okay. Because the thing is, if you buy them outright, then, you know, you're subject to the warranty. And, you know, after X amount of time, if anything breaks, it's on you. If you lease them, yeah, they charge it per month, but that's still cheaper than my electric bill. You know, so they charge me, I don't know, for my house is like $100 a month, but my energy, you know, it was $18. I was running the pool, running the AC, it was no problem. $18.
So you're paying $118 because you're renting the panels.
Yeah, but I'm not paying $300 a month in the summer.
Gotcha. So you, okay, so there it's you go. Cheaper for you. There that's you good.
Go. Yeah. That's a good one.
And,
yeah.
And the more you know, the more sun obviously you get, the more it banks. So it'll carry over into the wintertime. At this point, you know, now my bills are kind of normal almost because I kind of used up all the banked stuff. But, you know, the sunnier the days, the more, you know, I'll bank up. And, you know, then you switch your
carriers. This is when it gets complicated for me. I've had people explain this to me. Then they start saying the bank and this and that. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, well, just figure it's stuff that it's energy that you produced from the sun and it's kind of going towards your bill.
Right.
But it's totally worth it, man. I mean, like I said, $18 a month for whatever.
I want to look into that because I think it's cool. Yeah. And I'd like to heat my pool with that.
Very nice.
We've got it. We're very happy with it. And the government, like the Connecticut government anyway, wants you to do it. So there's still a lot of incentive programs to do solar for your home.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
As Andre mentioned, like the installation is usually covered because they want you to do it.
Angela in Orange.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
So a couple that we just recently did. So you watch your auto insurance bill. Sometimes you have to, it takes a little bit of work, but sometimes your rates, they just creep up on you and you can either negotiate that.
You're right about that.
Like ways,
your company, because especially if you're a good driver. So that was the first thing that we did. The second thing is take a good look at your cable bill. We were trying to figure out why we were spending so much. So with two kids going off to college, we took out the two cable bills. We took off some of the apps, some of the sporting packages and all of that. And then in the meantime, when we called them, because we were taking away services, and I think that maybe they thought that we were going to move on to, like, some other, you know, way of getting, you know, our TV and stuff, they locked us in for, like, a real good deal for, like, a year. So there's an opportunity to maybe negotiate there with your
Great.
Cable company, just calling them. So, and again, that's just for a year, but still, even if it saves you money over time. And then the third thing, and I don't know if your energy guy said it the other day, but we're UI, and we just negotiated getting our electric through somebody else. We went from like 21 kilowatt an hour down to 14.
Wow.
So haven't seen that first bill yet, but, you know, assume. So all three of those, you know, require a little negotiation, a little time and effort talking to somebody on the phone, but in the long run. Save you some money.
It's funny. When you call the cable company and say, I'm going to cancel this or that, they're like, hold on.
We have
a deal for you.
I hear alarms going.
You're right. And I haven't done that in about 3 years, so I'm due.
Yeah.
And then the cell phone service,
like
a lot of times, same thing. 70.
Yep.
I can't believe you called on today, Tuesday the 17th. Today is the day that we have this deal.
I know.
The UI, what did you have to, what did you negotiate? Did you ask them?
There's There's a website, and I'll be honest with you, my husband did it, so I'll look it up, and if there's a place that I can put it, I'll put it. And there's different companies that offer, different rates that you can negotiate. And I was very skeptical at first because I was like, well, what happens if our power goes out? So really, you're getting it through the UI, but it's through like a different company.
So UI's delivering it, it's their wires, yeah. But different. Wow. I've seen that,
cheaper.
And I thought the same thing. I'm like, I don't know. This seems weird.
Yeah.
Huh. We have a friend that's a, he's been experienced. He's in commercial, and he's like, oh, no, this is legit. Do it. You're going to save a lot of money because, with the rates going up, I mean, they went up, whatever, we're probably going to end up being cost neutral at the end of the day. We got a pool and central air and, all that. But,
nice.
So.
Good work.
Three things. We all did. So.
And the auto insurance is the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to watch it. It creeps up on you.
It creeps up.
Auto renew, and then before you know it, one day you look, you're like, why is this $500 more than it was 2 years ago?
That'll happen here. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So. Oh. I love it.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too.
She does not mind being on the phone.
No.
No, and I, all of these things she mentioned, it's right. You call these people and say, hey, what's going on? They find a way to get it lower.
Right.
They do.
Yeah, call Matt on it.
That's right. All you got to do. You know, and in the grand scheme of things, you think like, hey, you spent an hour today to make the next 2 years of your life a little less headachey. Like, wouldn't you do that?
Right.
You just don't want to spend that hour.
I'm going to write this down. Bitch out everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
You do that every day.
This is true, but I don't see any money going down.
All right, let's take one more. Dan in Manchester. You have something on eggs?
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Hey, real quick, I was at the store a couple months ago, ran into the reps from the brand Eggland's Best.
Okay.
And, I never really thought about it. I started looking at the prices, and he tells me, he goes, we're the cheapest one around. They're usually $2 a dozen or more, less than the store brands, the local, farmer's cow brands. I was kind of shocked, right now at one of our local markets up here, Eggland's Best dozen is $4.59, and the store brand is $6.49.
Yes, wow. There were no eggs at all in my store, at all. It was empty. Remember the toilet paper aisles?
Yeah,
gone.
Wow.
Yep.
What was that?
Gone.
Yeah, you got to start shopping at the real stores. No, it's true. A lot of stores like the Stop and Shops, the bigger guys, they're running out of eggs, and the local markets, we have a little. Local one that has three or four up here, maybe five stores, they're actually always in stock. They never run out of eggs, never run out of almost any product.
Oh, that's a good hack.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, real quick, tell AJ if he needs to try the new one. Shut everything off in the house, including his heat. Sit in the corner. He'll save a lot of money.
It was sit in the corner, right?
And that's nice hack is throwing something at you right now.